الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على خاتم النبيين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم 22 stories of Salat and Salam At-Tar's prayer O Allah, whoever reads or listens to the booklet 22 stories of Salat and Salam Grant them ability to send salat and salam upon your prophet, save them from worries in this world and the hereafter, and grant them and their parents forgiveness without accountability. Ameen. Bijahi khatamin nabiyyin sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. The excellence of sending 700 salat upon the prophet. The great tabi'i Imam Jafar al-Sadiq rahmatullahi alayhi said, Whoever sends 700 salat upon the Prophet every day in Sha'ban, Allah will appoint angels who present that salat to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam himself. The Prophet's soul will be happy with this. Allah then will command those angels to continue making dua for the reciter's forgiveness until the day of judgment. Sallu alal Habib. Sallallahu ala Muhammad. Number 1. Debt repaid. A pious person owed 3,000 dinars. When the lender asked for repayment, the pious person told him he was currently facing financial difficulty and did not have the money. The lender proceeded to raise a case with the local judge. The judge summoned the pious person and after hearing his story, gave him a grace period of 1 month to arrange the return of the money. The pious man was deeply troubled and thought, What shall I do? In private, he turned to Allah with a broken heart and utmost humility and also began reciting salat upon the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. After a few days, He had a dream in which he was told, Do not worry, your debt will be repaid. Go to Ali bin Isa, the state minister, and say, Give me 3,000 dinars to repay my debt. When the pious man awoke, he was ecstatic. This did not last long, as he then began to think, I do not have any sign to prove the truthfulness of my dream. If the minister asks for any evidence, what will become of me? The pious man explains, Lost in these thoughts, the next night arrived. When I retired to sleep, I was honored with a vision of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. He also instructed me to meet with Ali bin Isa. When I awoke, I was over the moon, unable to explain my joy. On the third night, I beheld the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam again in my dream, and again he instructed me to meet with Ali bin Isa. O Messenger of Allah, I said, kindly tell me a sign or proof that I can tell the minister about. He explained, if the minister asks for any proof, tell him after Fajr Salah and before speaking to anybody, You send 5,000 salat upon the Messenger of Allah. None except Allah and Kiraman Katibin know of this. After this, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam departed. I awoke, offered Fajr Salah, stepped outside the masjid and suddenly realized that the 1 month grace period had come to end that day. Arriving at the minister's home, I told him everything that had transpired with me and informed him of the entire account. When he asked for proof, I related to him the words of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. The minister began swaying in excitement and took 9,000 dinars out from his home. He gave me these in 3,000 installments, saying one was for my debt to be repaid, the second was for my family, and the third for my business. As he saw me to the door, he took an oath and exclaimed, Dear brother, you are my brother in Islam. Do not break this bond of love. Whenever you have any problems, come to me and I will resolve them for you. I took the money and went straight to the judge. When the lender was called, I stepped forward and placed 3,000 dinars before the judge, who asked, "You had no money. Where did this come from?" I explained the entire situation and the judge fell silent. He then went to his home and emerged with 3,000 dinars. I too am a servant of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the judge said. I hereby repay your debt with my own money. When the lender saw this, he said, "I waive the debt of this man to please Allah and His Messenger." The pious man said to the judge, "Many thanks, but please take your money. I no longer require it." The judge insisted, "I will not take back the dinars I brought out of love for Allah and His Messenger. These dinars are yours and yours alone." I, who was initially shackled in debt, ultimately returned home with 12,000 dinars. My debt had been repaid. I had received expenditure for my family and a handsome amount for conducting business. All these blessings came to me by reciting salat upon the Prophet. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ala Muhammad. Sending salat upon the Prophet even once. Why would the difficulties of those who recite salat upon the Prophet not be solved when the mercy of Allah descends upon the reciter? Allah's final Prophet, our Master Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wasallam, declared, "Allah sends 10 mercies upon whoever recites salat upon me once." Qazi Abu Abdullah al-Saqaqi rahmatullahi alayhi mentions, "A single mercy from Allah is greater than the world and everything it contains. So what do you think of the person Allah confers 10 mercies upon? How many calamities will Allah distance from this servant through these 10 mercies? And how many blessings will this servant receive from them?" Sheikh Abu Ata'illah rahmatullahi alayhi elucidates, "A single mercy of Allah bestowed upon a person suffices the latter for all their affairs in this world and the hereafter. Imagine the state of a person upon whom he bestows 10 mercies." Sheikh Abu Abdullah al-Rasa rahmatullahi alayhi writes that mercy means bounties. Those who send salat upon the Prophet, Allah confers bounties upon them in the world as well as in the hereafter. This is His generosity, otherwise we are not worthy. Imam Ahmad Raza Khan's father, Sheikh Naqi Ali Khan rahmatullahi alayhi, stated, "Great scholars and imams of Islam have mentioned that one salat upon the Prophet is better than the world and all it contains. It suffices a person in both worlds. Its reward is more than 1,000 years of worship. Its rank is loftier than most bodily, verbal and wealth-related acts of worship. This grace and magnanimity of Allah upon this blessed Ummah is for the sake of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wasallam. Otherwise, we are totally unworthy of this." Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ala Muhammad. Superior to all actions. Sheikh Abdul Aziz al-Dabbagh rahmatullahi alayhi states, "There is no doubt that reciting salat upon the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wasallam is better than all actions. This is the dhikr made by angels that reside on the outskirts of paradise. Due to the blessings that come with this, when these angels recite salat upon the Prophet, paradise begins to expand." Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ala Muhammad. Objectives and benefits of reciting salat. Abu Abdullah Hussein bin Hassan al-Halimi rahmatullahi alayh, demise 403 AH, stated, "One of the objectives of sending salat upon the Prophet is to gain closeness to Allah by acting upon His command. Also, by doing this, one fulfills the right held by the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam over them." Imam Izz ad-Din Abdus Salam rahmatullahi alayhi mentioned, "Our recital of salat upon the Prophet is categorically not a means of intercession for him. How could lowly folk like us intercede for that lofty personality? Allah commanded us to present a requital for the favors of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam upon us. And if we are unable to do so, we should supplicate for him, knowing that we are unable to repay the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam for his favors. Allah instructed us to send salat upon him." Ibn Arabi rahmatullahi alayhi said, "The benefits of reciting salat upon the Prophet are attained by the reciter themselves, as this act leads to pure creed, sincere intention, expressing love, consistent obedience, and acknowledging the honor of the Prophet's intermediation. What one attains by reciting salat upon the Prophet." The hadith expert Abdul Haq al-Dahlawi explains the amazing benefits of sending salat upon the Prophet. Calamities and problems are removed. The unwell are cured. Fears are taken away. Salvation is attained from oppression. And victory is acquired over enemies. One also pleases Allah by doing this, and love for him grows in the heart. Angels make mention of the reciter. One finds all their tasks reach completion. One purifies their heart, soul, wealth and life, and enjoys a serene life. Bounties are attained. One's next four generations are granted blessings. One is given safety from the terrors of the Day of Judgment. One's death is made comfortable, and one is saved from being ruined in this world. The reciter will find their poverty alleviated and forgotten, things returning to memory. Angels accompany them. And when they come to the bridge of Sirat, light will spread before them, and they will cross in the blink of an eye. An indescribable honor for the reciter is the presenting of their name to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Love for the Prophet blossoms in one's heart, and his qualities begin reflecting therein. By sending profuse salat, thoughts of the Prophet become infixed in the mind, and the exceptionally fortunate find themselves drawing even closer to him. Reciters see the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam in their dreams, and they will shake hands with him on the Day of Judgment. Angels welcome and love them, use pens of gold to record their salat upon slates of silver, and pray for their forgiveness. Angels that roam the earth take the salat and present it to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, along with the name of the reciter and their father. Number 2. An angel that always helps. Shaykh Abu Bakr al-Shibli al-Baghdadi rahmatullahi alayhi recalls, "I saw my deceased neighbor in my dream and asked, 'How did Allah treat you?' The neighbor replied, 'I faced immense difficulty. I was unable to answer the questions of Munkar and Nakir. I began to think I had not died upon Islam.' At that point, a voice said, 'This punishment is for speaking without reason in the world.' Angels of punishment encircled me, whereupon a beautiful and fragrant man stepped in between me and them. He told me the answers to Munkar and Nakir's questions. and I repeated what I heard. Alhamdulillah, I answered correctly and punishment was lifted from me. I asked that individual, may Allah have mercy on you. Who are you? He replied, I was created due to your abundant recital of salat upon the Prophet. I was given the responsibility of helping you whenever you face any difficulty. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ala Muhammad. An amazing point to consider. Subhanallah, when an angel can come to help us in our graves due to abundant recital of salat, then why would the leader of all angels, the best of creation, our Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, not be able to? Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ala Muhammad. Light on the bridge of Sirat. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam declared, salat upon me is light on the bridge of Sirat. Whoever recites 80 salat upon me on Friday, Allah forgives the 80 years of sin. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ala Muhammad. Well-being of body and soul. A sage mentioned, the well-being of the body is in eating less. The well-being of the soul is in reducing sin. And well-being for one's religion is in reciting salat upon the Prophet. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ala Muhammad. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam is pleased with the salat of his ummah. Shaykh Yusuf bin Ismail al-Nabhani rahmatullahi alayhi explains how Imam Ghazali rahmatullahi alayhi was asked a question about salat upon the Prophet, to which he replied, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam is pleased at the recital of salat by his ummah. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ala Muhammad. Number 3. Cured from illness. Once Harun al-Rashid rahmatullahi alayhi became ill. His health was not recovering despite extensive treatment. 6 months passed in this state. He then found out Shaykh Abu Bakr al-Shibli was passing by his mansion and requested the Shaykh's company. Seeing Harun al-Rashid's worsening condition, the Shaykh exclaimed, do not worry, by the mercy of Allah, you will recover today. He recited salat upon the Prophet and passed his hand over Harun al-Rashid's body, causing the latter to return to health instantly. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ala Muhammad. Closeness to Allah. Allah revealed to Prophet Musa alayhi salam, O Musa, do you wish that I become closer to you than your speech is to your tongue? Your innermost thoughts are to your heart, your soul is to your body, and faculty of sight is to your eyes. Prophet Musa replied, yes, my Lord. Allah announced, you are then to recite profuse salat upon Muhammad. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ala Muhammad. Number 4. Reciting salat on the way to Medina. Shaykh Abdul Haq al-Dihlwi recalls, when I left Mecca for Medina, Shaykh Abdul Wahhab al-Muttaqi said, on this path, after the obligatory acts, no act of worship is equal to sending salat upon the Prophet. Spend all your time in this. I asked, is there any specific number? He replied, there is no specific number here. Recite so much that you become colored in the hue of salat and immersed in it. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ala Muhammad. Reciting 1,000 salat a day. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam proclaimed, whoever recites 1,000 salat upon me in a day shall not die until he sees his place in paradise. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ala Muhammad. Number 5. Replying to Salam, Sulaiman bin Suhaim rahmatullahi alayhi said, I once beheld the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam in my dream. O Messenger of Allah, I asked, when people visit and give salam to you, are you conversant of their salam? He declared, yes, and I replied to them. Mufti Ahmad Yar Khan Naimi rahmatullahi alayhi writes, remember, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam equally directs his attention to countless devotees reciting salat upon him and replies to all their salam. Just as the sun casts its rays across the world, the shining sun in the sky of prophethood hears and replies to the salat and salam of all. He has not even an iota of difficulty in doing this, as he was granted this incredible power by Allah. Number 6. Salat from the Prophet himself. Muhammad bin Yahya al-Kirmani rahmatullahi alayhi conveys, we were once sat with Abu Ali bin Shadhan. Suddenly, a young stranger came, gave salam, and asked where Abu Ali bin Shadhan was. We pointed towards the Shaykh. That young man said to him, I saw the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam in my dream. He told me, search for Abu Ali bin Shadhan. When you meet him, convey my salam. The young man left and Abu Ali bin Shadhan burst into tears. I have nothing within me worthy of such an honor, he wept, except that I consistently read hadith. And whenever the Prophet's sacred name comes, I recite salat upon him. 2 or 3 months after this, Abu Ali bin Shadhan rahmatullahi alayhi passed away. Mawlana Ilyas Attar Al-Qadri said, if we say Mustafa Jani Rahmat pe lakho salam, may hundreds of thousands of salam be upon the paragon of mercy, we indeed present hundreds of thousands of our humble salams to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam in various gatherings when time comes to recite this salam penned by Imam Ahmad Raza Khan. Some don't recite at all or suddenly become lazy. Other times, not reciters skip reading Mustafa Jani Rahmat Pe Lakho Salam entirely and begin reading another verse. The thought then comes to mind that they are depriving themselves by not reading this line. This is just something to consider. As we stand to recite salat and salam, whilst giving our time for this, the least we can do is move our lips and tongue a little to recite salam properly. By reciting Mustafa Jani Rahmat Pe Lakho Salam, once hundreds of thousands of salams are presented to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam by Allah. If we receive a reply to just one of them, we will be unimaginably successful in both worlds, inshaAllah. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ala Muhammad. Number 7. Something to bear in mind. The hadith master of his time, Abu Sulaiman Muhammad bin Hussein rahmatullahi alayhi, explained, in my dream, the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam said to me, O Abu Sulaiman, when you read hadith and remember me, why do you not say wasallam? There are 4 letters in it and 10 rewards for each. You are leaving 40 rewards behind. The meaning of this is that by reciting sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, more reward is acquired. If wasallam is left, the reward is reduced. If salam is read along with salat, one will gain more reward. Sallu ala al-habib Sallallahu ala Muhammad. Number 8. The immense rank of those who recite Salat. One day, Shaykh Abu Bakr al-Shibli visited Abu Bakr bin Mujahid, rahmatullahi alayh, a renowned scholar of Baghdad. The scholar stood upon his arrival, embraced him, kissed his forehead, and seated him next to himself with great decorum. Those gathered there said, O Sayyidi, until yesterday, you and the people of Baghdad said al-Shibli had lost his mind. Why are you showing him so much honor today? The scholar replied, I did not do so without reason. Alhamdulillah, last night I saw something which enlivened my faith. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wasallam stood, embraced al-Shibli, kissed his forehead, and seated him next to himself. I humbly asked, O Messenger of Allah, why such compassion for Shibli? He explained, whilst giving news of the unseen, that al-Shibli recites this verse of the Qur'an after every salah, and then sends salat upon him. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. لقد جاءكم رسول من أنفسكم عزيز عليه ما عنتم ما عنتم حريص عليكم بالمؤمنين رؤوف رحيم. Surely there has come to you an exalted messenger from amongst you. Anxious is he by what you endure, deeply concerned for your well-being, exceptionally gracious, merciful to the believers. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ala Muhammad. Number 9. Saved by Salat upon the Prophet. Shaykh Hussein bin Ahmad Qawwaz al-Bisati rahmatullahi alayhi states, I made dua to Allah asking to see Abu Salih Muazzin in my dream. I saw him in good condition. O Abu Salih, I exclaimed, how are you? He replied, O Abu al-Hasan, if I had not sent abundant salat upon the Prophet, I would have been destroyed. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ala Muhammad. Number 10. Reciting salat during difficult times. Abdul Rahman bin Ahmad rahmatullahi alayhi tells, I went to a public bath and suffered a fall. Alongside the pain, my hand had swollen. Night came, and I fell asleep with this pain. Whilst reciting Salat upon the Prophet, in my dream I was blessed with a vision of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. I requested help by exclaiming, O Messenger of Allah. He replied, Dear son, your reciter of Salat in your painful state has made me restless. When I awoke in the morning, there absolutely zero sign of pain or swelling. This happened to the blessings that come with meeting the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Number 11. Forgiveness for writing salat. Sufyan bin Uyayna rahmatullahi alayhi states, one of my brothers in Islam passed away. After his death, I saw him in my dream and asked, Ma fa'ilallahu bika? What did Allah do regarding you? He replied, Allah forgave me. I inquired, due to which deed? He explained, I used to write hadith whenever the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wasallam was mentioned. I would write sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wasallam, intending to earn reward. Due to this action, I was forgiven. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ala Muhammad. Number 12. Leading angels in Salah. Hafs bin Abdullah rahmatullahi alayhi writes, after the death of Abu Zura, I saw him in the skies leading angels in Salah. I asked how he acquired such an incredible rank. He said, I wrote 100,000 hadith with my own hand. I recited Salat after Anin Nabi in every one of them. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam said, "Man salla alayya salatan sallallahu alayhi asharan." Whoever sends salat upon me once, Allah sends 10 mercies upon him. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ala Muhammad. Number 13. A writing salat in literature. Abdullah bin Saleh al-Sufi rahmatullahi alayhi relates that a hadith master was seen in a dream and asked, "How did Allah deal with you?" "He forgave me," he said. When asked why, he explained, "For writing salat in my books after the name of Allah's messenger, sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ala Muhammad." Number 14. Salvation from a wild animal. Once Abu al-Hasan al-Shadhili rahmatullahi alayhi was in a jungle when a wild animal bolted in front of him. Now worried for his life and stricken with fear, he began reciting salat upon the Prophet. He had in mind that whoever sends one salat upon the Prophet has 10 salats sent upon them by Allah. Allah's sending of salat connotes him bestowing mercy, and whoever he grants this to is sufficed by it. By reciting salat upon the Prophet, Abu al-Hasan Ali al-Shazili was granted safety from the wild animal. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ala Muhammad. Number 15. Vision of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam due to abundant salat. The companion Abdullah bin Salam radiallahu anhu went to meet his brother Uthman radiallahu anhu, who appeared exceptionally happy. The latter explained, "Last night I beheld the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam in my dream. He presented a vessel to me in which there was water. I drank to my fill and I can feel its coolness even now." When asked what he did to acquire such an honor, he said, "Due to my abundant sending of salat upon the Prophet." Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ala Muhammad. Number 16. Conveying rewards. Abu al-Mawahib Muhammad al-Shadhili rahmatullahi alayhi relates, "I had the privilege of seeing the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam once in my dream. He declared, 'You shall intercede for 100,000 people on the day of judgment.' 'O Messenger of Allah,' I submitted, 'how did I become worthy of this?' He explained, 'Due to the fact you recite salat upon me and convey its reward to me.'" Note, the method of presenting the reward of salat is to intend its presentation as a gift in one's mind when reciting. One can verbally say prior to or after reciting, "I present the reward of this salat to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ala Muhammad." Number 17. Punishment of the grave was removed from 550 of the deceased. The renowned Tabi'i Hassan al-Basri rahmatullahi alayhi was approached by a woman who said, "My young daughter has passed away and I wish to see her in a dream. Tell me something I can do to fulfill my wish." He taught her a dua for this. That night she recited it and indeed saw her daughter in a dream, whose state was such that she was wearing clothing made from tar, with shackles on her neck and feet. The woman related this dream to Hassan al-Basri the following day. He was greatly saddened. Sometime later, he himself had a dream in which he saw this girl in paradise with a crown on her head. "O Hassan, do you recognize me?" she asked. "I am the daughter of that lady who came to you and informed you of my wretched state." He asked her what led to this change in state. She explained, A pious person passed by us and recited salat upon the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wasallam just once. 550 people were being punished in the graveyard when a voice announced, "Remove punishment from these folk for the sake of that person's salat upon the Prophet." Regarding this incident, it is stated in Mukashfatul Qulub, due to the blessing of one person's recital of salat, everybody was forgiven. Imagine a person who has been reciting salat upon the Prophet for 40 years. Will they not attain the intercession of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam on the Day of Judgment? Recital of Salat beside the deceased. Imam Jalaluddin al-Suyuti al-Shafi rahmatullahi alayhi writes how during the visible life of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, the following was said next to those who were passing away. O Allah, forgive so and so, son of so and so. Make his grave cool and expansive. Grant him rest after death and proximity to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Keep him to you and raise his soul towards the souls of the righteous. Join us with him in that abode, i.e. paradise, in which well-being is everlasting, whilst grief and fatigue remains ever far. Salat upon the Prophet would continue to be recited near the person until they eventually passed away. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ala Muhammad. A white cloud created from one's breath. Anas bin Malik radiyallahu anhu relates how the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam mentioned, Allah creates a white cloud from the breath of whoever sends one salat upon me. He then orders it to benefit from a river of mercy, after which it is commanded to begin releasing rain. Allah creates gold from whichever droplets of it fall upon the earth, and silver from whichever fall upon mountains. If droplets that fall upon a disbeliever, Allah grants him the wealth of faith. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ala Muhammad. Number 18. How to attain the Prophet's intercession. A person was once heedless of reciting salat upon the Prophet. One night he witnessed the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam in his dream. Yet the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam did not show him any attention. The man asked, "Are you displeased with me?" The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam said, "No. Please inform me as to why you do not cast your blessed gaze towards me." The man humbly inquired. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam revealed, "I do not recognize you." The man asked, "Why is this?" "When I am a member of your ummah." Scholars say that you recognize your members of your ummah more than a mother recognizes her children. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam declared, "The scholars are correct. Yet you did not remind me of yourself via salat. I acknowledge my follower to the extent that they recite salat upon me." This matter became rooted in the person's heart, and when he awoke, he made it incumbent upon himself to recite salat upon the Prophet 100 times daily. He did this for some time, and he was eventually blessed with a vision of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam in his dream again. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam proclaimed, "I now acknowledge and shall intercede for you." Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ala Muhammad. Number 19. Written salvation from the fire. A piece of paper was found under the head of Khalad bin Kathir, rahmatullahi alayh, as he passed away. Upon it was written, "This is certified salvation from the fire for Khalad bin Kathir." People asked his household concerning his practices, and they informed. Every Friday he would recite, "Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin nabiyyil ummiyyi," 1,000 times upon the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. "Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ala Muhammad." Unique angel. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam stated, "Allah created an angel whose one wing is in the east, whilst the other is in the west. Its head is beneath the arsh, and its feet below the seven earths. Its wings are equal to the amount of creation that exists. Whenever a man or woman of my ummah recites salat upon me, Allah commands that angel to dive into the sea of light beneath the arsh, and it does so. When it emerges, it shakes its wings and droplets fall from them. Allah creates an angel from every droplet that seeks forgiveness for that person until the day of judgment. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ala Muhammad." Number 20. Salvation from an evil face. It is said that a person saw a wretched face in the jungle and asked, "Who are you?" It replied, "I am your evil deeds." The man asked, "Is there any salvation from you?" It replied, "A recital of salat upon the Prophet. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ala Muhammad." The leader of creation and the leader of days. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam explained, "The greatest of your days is Friday. On this day, Adam was created and his soul taken. On this day, the horn shall be blown and unconsciousness shall set in. Recite salat upon me abundantly on this day, as your recital of salat is presented to me." The companions radiyallahu anhum asked, "O Messenger of Allah, how will salat be conveyed to you after you pass away?" He replied, "Indeed, Allah has made it haram upon the earth for it to decay the Prophet's bodies. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ala Muhammad." The Prophet's recognition. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam stated, "لَرَيِّدَنَّ الْحَوْضَ عَلَيَّ أَقْوَامٌ مَا أَعْرِفُهُمْ إِلَّا بِكَثْرَةِ الصَّلَاةِ عَلَيَّ." Indeed, people shall come to me at the reservoir, whom I shall not recognize except by their abundant of salat upon me. صَلُّوا عَلَى الْحَبِيبِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَى مُحَمَّدٍ. Practice of a pious predecessor. Whenever somebody read a hadith in front of Abu Aruba al-Harrani rahmatullahi alayh, he would not miss reciting salat upon the Prophet and would make his recital wholeheartedly apparent. He said that one of the blessings of reading hadith is that one gains the honor of reciting salat profusely in this world and will receive the bounties of paradise in the hereafter, insha'Allah. صلوا على الحبيب صلى الله على محمد. Number 21. Excellent litany for the attainment of offspring. Naqi Ali Khan rahmatullahi alayhi writes in Surur al-Qulub bi dhikr al-Mahbub that Shah Gharibullah rahmatullahi alayhi stated, "Two businessmen who were brothers told me that their father once had no children." He mentioned this to a pious man who said, "Arrange for 10 million salat upon the Prophet to be recited in an unrestricted amount of time. Serve those who recite and make them happy. Our father did so. Due to this, Allah granted him two sons." Important pearls of wisdom. One can gather Islamic brothers to recite salat upon the Prophet, offer them hospitality, serve them good food, and offer them gifts. Yet one should not inform them of this in case they come for this purpose instead. At the same time, reciters should not expect anything of this fashion. The intention must purely be to recite Salat upon the Prophet. If both parties come to an agreement in this regard, whatever reciters receive will be considered payment for their recital. It is impermissible to take payment in this fashion for reciting Salat upon the Prophet, poetry in praise of the Prophet, the Quran, or for other acts of worship. Yet scholars have given permission for payment to be taken in specific acts of worship. If you arrange this recital of Salat with anyone, do not agree anything with them, nor make it apparent that you will present anything to them. Likewise, those that recite should not think that they will receive anything in return for reciting. This specific precaution should be kept in mind. Insha'Allah, you will see the blessings of this. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ala Muhammad. Distinguishing sign of the Ahlus Sunnah. The renowned Imam Zainul Abidin Ali bin Hussein bin Ali radiyallahu anhum declared, Alamatu Ahli Sunnati Kathratu Salati ala Rasulillah. A sign of the Ahlus Sunnah is abundant salat upon Allah's Messenger. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ala Muhammad. Number 22. My salat exceeded my sins. Abu Hafs al-Rumi al-Kaghadi rahmatullahi alayhi was a leading name. After his passing, someone saw him in their dream and asked, Ma fa'alallahu bika? What did Allah do with you? He replied, Allah was merciful to me and made me go to paradise. He was asked, For which action? He responded, When I stood before Allah, He commanded angels to take account of my sins in comparison to the amount of salat upon the Prophet I recited. When calculation was complete, my salat emerged greater than my sins. Allah announced, O my angels, his rank has become clear to you. Do not account him any further and take him to my paradise. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ala Muhammad.